Hit that MLB sounder. That's Chelsea Janes' music of the Washington Post. Covers Major League Baseball. Chelsea, I know there's the World Series going on, but I can't stop thinking about those two jackasses and how light their punishment seems to me for not only interfering. Fan interference, I get, you're trying to catch a ball. The, like, grabbing of the glove and body parts and wrists and then trying to pretend there's some sort of invisible line that Mookie Betts crossed. Like, I want way stricter punishments. Just give me your thoughts on that incident.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I cannot believe how that played out. I mean, and I think, too, like, Mookie didn't make a big deal of it later. You know, so he kind of brushed it off. I think if he had been more vocal, maybe it changes. But I think there's some feeling that that's assumed. But when you look at what happened, it wasn't just, like, you know, trying to catch the ball. It was, I mean, it could have really hurt him. And I am stunned at sort of the way it's being talked about, because I think it's a pretty dangerous thing, really. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, lost amid that controversy was, what a storyline with Volpe, the Yankees fan growing up who hits the Grand Slam, who gets them another day of baseball, and a chance to get back into this series now. I can't believe this. 24 World Series ever where a team's gone up 3-0. Nobody's ever played a sixth game. Only three times has a team avoided a sweep, so the Yankees are the fourth. But there's never been a team that wins two in a row to force a game six. So I'm just kind of curious where you're at on tonight.
I was stunned to learn that, too. You would think at some point that would have happened. I think there's a chance. I really do. I think the stakes are so high pressure-wise for the Dodgers at this point and the Yankees. But in this moment, the Dodgers, that, you know, that win last night was more than one. It was like a win and a half, because now it's Gerrit Cole. You don't really know what you're going to get from Jack Flaherty. You know, you can let Gerrit Cole go till his arm falls off, and they probably will. So, you know, I think there's a chance, and I think once it gets back to LA, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, tonight's the key, right? I think I was watching one of the shouty shows inadvertently. It was on just the room I was in. I try to avoid them, but they're shouting, so you can't. And they were legitimately talking about this, Chelsea, and it kind of made sense to me, actually. And I was like, maybe there's something wrong with me. Anyway, the point was, is this a must-win game for the Dodgers? Right, Yankees, obvious, season's over if you don't. But for the Dodgers, to your point, like, if you drop two in a row, it's, you know, the Netflix documentary about the Red Sox just came out. You know what I mean? Like, there's like the ghosts of it maybe in your brain a little bit. Like, do they really need to close this out tonight?
You know, I think there are teams for whom I would say for sure. They were kind of so gritty against the Padres in their division series that I think they have like a little more fight than just kind of falling apart because it got a little harder. That being said, the one thing that's working against them is their relievers are starting to get really tired mm-hmm. and starting to get exposed. And I just don't know if they can count on them to be as good as they have been in the first two series. And you don't know what you're getting with their starters. I mean, any of them. So there's a chance that, you know, that if they go back, the Yankees have a little more juice left, but they're kind of running out of relievers too. So ultimately I think the Dodgers win it, but you know, if they lose tonight, they're going to be in their heads and the pressure is going to be higher than anything they've seen thus far.
Chelsea, excellent with us. Thank you. And enjoy the game.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Be good. World Series game 5 is tonight. The Yanks able to avoid the sweep. Let's make this thing a series. Let's go 7. The playoffs were so good, it would have been really anticlimactic if a sweep happened in the World Series.
I'll sign up for anything that doesn't include the Yankees winning the World Series. So okay. if you give me a 6, you give me game 7, whatever, as long as it's like they're not playing like dun, 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 like for the billionth time and everyone has to listen to it and they think the whole league revolves around them, as long as they're deprived of that, like what you want is for that guy that interfered with Mookie Betts last night to be happy. I can't live there.